Yes, well, welcome back to the Ebert Tauranga Waikato Sports Hour. This man and his family have been involved at the forefront of business in the Waikato and in the promotion and existence of most of sport in the Waikato. I'd like to welcome in this morning Simon Perry. Good morning and welcome into our little Saturday morning sports show.
Hello, good morning, Minty. It's great to be here for a change.
Look, it's a great thing to have. Simon, I've been watching with interest that out as I drive up to Auckland on the right-hand side that used to be a bit of a sand mine in there that we dug sand out and triple all over the place, that you have plans to turn this into a world-class tourist water park.
Yes, that's right, Minty. We've owned that property probably since the mid-90s and used to be owned by AFCO, and you're right, we dug holes in it for a long time and less of pond things. And I guess our family's had a bit of a background with water skiing, and my dad used to do a lot of ski jumping and barefooting and so on. And we still have boats and things, and the idea of a wake park with perhaps an aqua park attached to it is something that we started thinking about a few years ago. And hopefully we can put that in there in the corner of what will be a sort of a work play destination for Hamilton, along with housing, some tourism, commercial and so forth. So it's pretty exciting.
Why
indeed? Well, as you say, we've connected with sport, and Hamilton's a great place, but our young people, I suppose, often have to head, you know, somewhere else to get some of their thrills and spills, whether it might be Raglan or beaches or, you know, the mountains. And so to have an amenity where, you know, young people can come and work out and have some fun boarding in the water, we'd be like hoping to heat that up a little bit so we can get a bit more, a longer season out of it. We think it'll be great for our young people and, you know, really just bring Hamilton another step forward.
Look, it's just exciting, for one thing, because it's somebody saying, hey, we can do this. And I think there's nothing in this world you can't do if you decide that you want to do it. And you've always been one at the forefront of doing things. You know, the Advani drone, the backing of swimming. And look, for me, that's just a dead set must, that people got to learn how to swim and they got to learn how to stay above water, because if they don't, with being water contained as New Zealand, you end up in a situation where you drown.
You're right, our drowning stats aren't great, and I know you mentioned Matt earlier. I'm on a group with Matt, and we're just looking at water safety. Actually, we've got a meeting this week, but certainly we would like to think the facility could also serve as a water safety facility and a swimming facility. You know, a number of our pools have closed, or it's hard to get access to swimming these days, and so to have a sort of an open water facility where you can learn your basic water skills would be an extra bonus there. But in terms of the wake park, you know, there's hundreds of these around the world. There's quite a few in Australia, and with my pet sport and bits and pieces, I've been lucky enough to travel around the world, and we've been to a number of these wake parks, and they're really, you know, they're fantastic facilities. The kids can learn how, you put obstacles in there, they learn how to get around the wakeboarding side. But they can also, you put in an inflatable park, and there's activities for the younger ones. And we're also looking at some climbing towers and zip lines, perhaps some mini golf and some other, perhaps racing tracks and things. So there'll be perhaps half a dozen different options for families and you know, work groups to come along. And hopefully some bar and restaurants, well, not hopefully, certainly some bar and restaurants and bits and pieces around it, so mum and dad can sit back and chill over a coffee or a beer while the kids go nuts.
Well, I've just had a brilliant idea that you can do an off-road triathlon. There's the wake park they can swim in, on a mountain bike rounded up and through all the mud, and then across country to finish off. Now, never mind this softer stuff where you go around the roads that are all nice. Put them in the mud to do a triathlon. Here we go. You heard it here first.
Okay. Well,
first world
off-road
title.
Well, we've certainly got the cycleway right along the river, as you know. We're working on that, and it's getting fantastic use. They're out at Horatu and Ngarawahia. The bridge is in there, and we're just going to work on the southern part now through to Cambridge. That's all go. And in a couple of years, we'll be able to, bike from sort of Karapiro to Hakramatas.
Isn't that cool? And we could do a muddy triathlon. I'm into that. Let's get the muddy,
okay.
Yeah, you like that idea?
Well, I'm not sure there'll be a lot of mud there ultimately, because obviously we're aiming to clean all that up, but I'll consider a little mud patch in the corner for you. We'll see
just,
what we can do.
Just for me to play in my own little sandpit of mud? Would that be all right?
Yeah, well, we used to do that because I grew up out there and it was just a giant mud bowl, and we spent weekends getting muddy. It was fantastic.
Yeah, but you were probably driving things with huge motors and actually a bit bigger than Tonka toys.
Oh, they wouldn't let me near the machines, unfortunately.
Oh, can't believe that. So, yeah. Simon, look, just as we round this up, what is... I know the family's had such a big history. What's the driving force behind Simon Perry to continue, keep giving your stuff away to ensure the success of Waikato?
Well, that's a big call.
Cool,
I just love seeing people... I just love seeing our community get stronger and people... and proud of the region and the district, and so things like the velodrome and the cycleway and those kind of things. To see people out there, like on a day like this when you've got the sun shining, and we just put a little upgrade to a bike park here by the velodrome, and it's just starting with the kids on there riding around, and also making it accessible. And I guess there are trends down for families, both people working.
Yeah.
Money's tough for a lot of families, so having sort of free or low cost activities for kids and families to be able to get out and do on weekends and holidays. There's nothing better than that, so I just get a lot of satisfaction out of it.
Tell me about it. I can tell you exactly how much some of the families in the Waikato are struggling at the moment, but... everyone's doing their little bit to make it right. Simon, I'm going to watch this interest. We've got to keep talking about this water park because I think it's exceptional. I think what you're doing is visionary, to be honest. And, you've got all the people saying, we don't want this stuff. Yes, we do. We want facilities around Hamilton, which will bring people to Hamilton and make this city and this region even more successful, because I reckon it's the coolest place in New Zealand, bar none, to live. Dead set.
Absolutely. I'm with you there, mate.
Yeah, it's an hour
from
an hour from everywhere, including the Jaffers, but hey, we won't go there. They got road problems.
Absolutely, the giant car park.
Yeah. Simon, take care, be safe, have a great weekend, and again, thank you so much for sticking yourself in the public eye to do something, eh?
All right, cheers, buddy.
Simon Perry, just fantastic. Go and Google these plans. It's an amazing-looking water park. Yeah, some people are going to get upset, but... who cares? It's for our future. And when we come back, we're going to Pew Pew. Gary Jeffries, Pew Pew Rugby, Ebert Tauta, Waikato Sports Hour. Back in a minute.